Hi, I'm Dave Long, and I am the finance chair for JMAC for Congress. Well, I've never been the finance chair of anything before, so I'm kind of learning as I go. But basically, we desperately need money for signatures to get on the ballot. Once we're on the ballot, JMAC is far ahead in the polls. We are going to kill it. I listened to him on the radio for a long time, for many years, the whole time he was on KSL, back when he was with Amy Iverson doing the tech show. But when he went to political commentary, I really enjoyed that. I drive around a lot for work, and I would go home from listening to JMAC, and I would say to my wife, I don't always agree with this guy, but he has a point. And sometimes he changes my mind, and sometimes he just softens my view on something, but I always come out thinking about subjects more deeply after I've listened to JMAC. So I would go home and I would say, I just love this guy. And then he left the air. And then I heard somehow that he was running for Congress. And I knew a fellow that knew Jay. So I contacted that guy and I said, I want to support JMAC for Congress. And I really thought that I was going to get an email and I was going to click donate $25 or donate $100 and my credit card bill was going to go up a little bit. But about an hour later, I got a phone call from Jay McFarland. And I have to tell you, I was kind of flattered. I mean, it was pretty cool. And he started talking about the needs of the campaign. And, you know, it gets down to finances. And he started talking about money. And I said, well, would it be out of line if I met you? And he said, oh, no, I'd love to have lunch with you. So we met and had lunch. And he said, yeah, we're looking for donations. And I said, well, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, well, the maximum amount you can give is $8,400. And I thought, I've never given to a campaign before, ever. I've never given anything to another political campaign. So I said, I really got to think about $8,400 for a minute. I mean, that's really, I was really stunned that we were talking about that kind of money. I told my wife, who is, by the way, a moderate Democrat, that I was thinking about this. I talk about politics, but I never talked about financial giving before. But then after I thought about it, I thought, you know, I either have to support Jay the best I can. And in my case, I have $8,400. I'm not rich, and we live in a modest neighborhood in Sandy. But I can spend $8,400. And I said to myself and to my wife, if I don't do this, I will never, ever speak about politics again. I will never complain about the federal deficit again or the unintended consequences of what the government does because I don't have the right to. Because I have an opportunity here to help somebody that I believe is the best candidate that could ever be in Congress because Jay is the kind of guy that is going to change hearts and minds. He's not just going to vote Republican or vote Democratic. He is going to change people's feelings and thoughts about these issues. And not just the public and not just Congress, but everybody. And if I don't help him do that, then I don't have a right to have an opinion ever again. So I gave the $8,400 because if I don't, how can I expect anybody else to? Our fundraising is not about $8,400 people. It's about a sweet older lady, and I say older, she's probably my age, but a sweet lady in Utah County who I believe has given $400. It's my impression that $400 hurt for her more than the $8,400 hurt for me. So it's not about whether you give $8,000 or $800 or $80. It's about if everybody, just what they can do. We can get over this hump. We can get Jay on the Republican primary ballot. And so please don't take any of this to mean I think everybody needs to give $8,000. I just think if we can get more $100 donors, that would be awesome. We need whatever you can do, whatever anybody can do. And if money's not an option, my daughter and son-in-law, money's not an option for them. And they are out getting signatures, and I'm pretty proud of them. So I started going to all the cottage meetings and speaking for a minute or two about the need for us to step up, for the need for all of us that are not fringe right or fringe left people, that are more in the middle, that are more wanting to move forward, but really help Congress stop the gridlock and find ways to see each other's sides, like Jay does. He just is so good at that. He tells me that when he was on the radio, he used to try to anticipate what people from the other side, he would try to find what the more liberal people might think or might say on a subject, and then he would try to address that first. And I know when he missed something, it would really frustrate him. And I feel like that would be so great in Congress, for him to go in understanding and feeling the needs and the wants of the other side and try to find common ground. And I know, I really truly believe that there is a majority of the people in this country like me that would like to see that happen, like to see the Democrats and the Republicans find common ground, but really move the nation forward, get rid of the gridlock, or at least lessen the gridlock, and do something good for the nation. And I think Jay's the guy. I'd like to replace all of Congress with people like Jay and all the Senate with people like Jay. I'd like to see people like Jay in the White House, but I can't do anything about that. But what I can do, they can support Jay Mack and get at least somebody from our state that is doing more than just voting one way or voting the other, but bringing people together. My biggest fear is come June and November that people will look around and say, why isn't Jay our congressman? We would much rather have Jay as our congressman than whoever we get. My biggest fear is that people will look back and not realize that in January and February, a decision was made by a lot of people to not support this campaign. And that has repercussions that will be felt in November and next year. And everybody will look around and wonder why it didn't happen. I'm going to leave money to my kids when I die. And the more I'm involved in this campaign and the more I think about Jay and the situation this country's in and the animosity with the State of the Union and the animosity with the impeachment trials and all this animosity, I have decided that far more important than any cash I might leave to my kids and far more important than any legacy I might leave to my grandkids and beyond, if I can do something about the state of animosity in our government, that might be the thing that will mean more to them than anything else. I'm torn about that because no one ever knows how things are going to turn out. But I really have a concern that the government is headed in a bad direction. And I only know of one thing I can do about it, and that's support JMAC. So that's what I'm doing.